It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a proposed hog farm in northern Wisconsin would be the largest in the state. And this week, the DNR said it'll review the plan for environmental concerns. We'll get the details.
First, a recent opinion piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel called for education leaders to review Wisconsin's college reciprocity agreements with Minnesota and other states.
Reciprocity agreements allow students from out of state to come to Wisconsin's colleges for lower tuitions than the usual out-of-state tuition. Same goes for Wisconsin students who go to college in those other states.
Our guest believes that while these arguments are generally a good thing, it wouldn't hurt to review them more regularly to make sure they're a good deal for Wisconsin students and for taxpayers.
We're joined now by Michael Flaherty. He's a professional communications specialist and a senior lecturer in life sciences communication at UW-Madison. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
So first, give us the basics. How many reciprocity agreements is Wisconsin a part of now?
Well, it's three separate states, and it involves about 10% of the UW system population. So it's a huge number. It's about 18,000 students. There's a separate agreement with UW-Platteville in Iowa and Illinois. There's a second one, part of the Midwest Higher Education Compact, which is with seven states. And then we have a longstanding agreement with Minnesota, in which our students exchange in-state tuition to attend each other's universities.
And when people think of reciprocity, I think people usually think of the Wisconsin-Minnesota agreement, right?
That's correct.
So what was the thinking? What's the rationale behind having these things in place?
Well, the thinking was early on with the Minnesota agreement that Minnesota had opportunities and we had opportunities that the other states didn't have. For example, Minnesota had a veterinarian school and I believe it's a pharmacy school that we didn't have. So it made a lot of sense to share resources at the time. Over time, it became a great opportunity for students, if it wasn't handy to go to one school, to go to the other. It's been a pretty good deal and a fairly equitable deal for most of the history of the agreement.
So that's the key word there, I think, equitable, that you're concerned about. All in all, usually it's balanced out how much it costs, say, Wisconsin to be part of this deal, how much it costs Minnesota, you know, in the long run?
Right. There's no smoking gun here. Everybody involved in this are good people. These things get renegotiated every year and get readjusted. I think the Minnesota agreement's been adjusted something like 40 times in the last 50 years. But what's happened is, in all three of those compacts, that a lot more of out-of-state students are coming here than our students are going there. And it depends on how you measure the cost of educating a student. The full cost, with everything included, it's way more expensive to educate a student than the student pays in tuition. So therefore, that would not be a good deal for Wisconsin taxpayers. By a lot of other measures, it is a good deal. And it really comes back to depend on how you measure what it costs to educate a student.
But that's your worry, that if we're not taking a close look at that, we may be paying out more than the other states and not getting a benefit from it.
Well, what the paper basically says, it was a white paper for the Policy Research Institute that said, let's just take another look at this. Let's make sure that what we're doing makes sense for Wisconsin taxpayers, and let's make sure we're looking at all the costs. Now, there's a lot of benefits that aren't necessarily in a cost-benefit ratio either. Having a fully functioning four-year university in a small town like River Falls is an enormous benefit to the western Wisconsin economy. That's part of it, and you can't overlook that.
Let's key in on a campus like that. There are some along the Minnesota border that how much do they rely on Minnesota students coming in as part of their student bodies there?
Well, at River Falls, it's almost half their student body is from Minnesota. I believe at Superior, I think it's like a third. I think at Menominee, at Stout, which is also on the border, it's probably a fourth. And roughly those numbers. Maybe it's a fifth. But it's significant. And River Falls, I'm guessing if they didn't have reciprocity, if Minnesota students weren't so prevalent, they might even have to close their doors.
Well, and that's one of the arguments for keeping these reciprocity deals in place more or less as they are, right? That these communities would be hurt by a possible loss of students, maybe potentially a loss of those campuses.
Well, the broader question is, we have a 26-campus system, 13 four-year and 13 two-years. What did we build these for? I mean, taxpayers have a tremendous investment in these campuses. Did we build them to educate students from other state at a deep discount? Are we in the education business for other students? And I'm not making a claim either way. It's just to say, let's back up and make sure we're counting all the costs and see whether this is a wise thing for us to be doing.
We're talking to Michael Flaherty about a piece he wrote. It was in the Journal Sentinel, also a paper he wrote on the topic of reciprocity agreements for tuition between Wisconsin and Minnesota, as well as some other agreements out there. Says it's time maybe to revisit them, make sure Wisconsin is getting what it pays for. So if we did this, if we took this close look, tried to measure it by good metrics, what kind of changes do you think we'd make? Is it like a tweak here and there to renegotiate these, or are there deals that maybe we'd be better off without?
Well, I think it bears study. I think what's going to happen is the Minnesota agreement will be tweaked, as it has been tweaked in the past. We paid Minnesota this year $1.9 million just to make up the difference in tuition between the University of Minnesota Twin Cities campus and UW-Madison. That goes away this year already. That's already been agreed. We also paid Minnesota $6 million in cash to balance out the differences in marginal education costs, and I'm not going to go into that formula because I don't even – no, I'm just kidding. Most people don't understand what it is, and it would take the bulk of your show to explain it.
Right.
But so that will be renegotiated and possibly could be eliminated. Minnesota students paid $115 million in tuition last year. Wisconsin paid $85 million to attend those schools. That's a $30 million difference, and you could argue that's a $30 million injection into our economy. And that doesn't include what they paid for dorms. So all those students help lower the overall cost of these infrastructure projects, which would be part of the calculation, which is way above, you know, my level of understanding and ability to.
So one concern people have about Wisconsin campuses is if we're making it easier for out-of-state students to come in, does that mean we're losing spots for in-state students whose parents presumably have been paying state taxes to help pay for the university all along? Is that something you're trying to weigh here?
The two campuses that are difficult to get into are UW-Eau Claire and UW-Madison. For Madison, it's a wash. About the same number of our students attend Minnesota schools or the University of Minnesota, has come here. So that's roughly a wash. Eau Claire is tough to get in. It's a really good school. In the other campuses, it's actually beneficial because, as I said, for River Falls, well, take Platteville, for example. They signed this agreement with two other states. With the added revenue, which is about $180 million, they were able to build new dorms, new buildings, add faculty. They become a much stronger school as a result of having this infusion of student dollars and student body.
Is this an issue that's at the front of mind for legislators now when they've got a lot of other big budget things, or even in the off season when they can get into some of those minutiae?
Well, this is something that gets revisited every year. It is fair to say they have much broader things on their agenda right now. This was part of the debate when Governor Walker introduced his budget, because he gave the authority to negotiate these deals to this newly created public authority, which was in his budget. That spurred the debate over reciprocity, but when the public authority debate went away, so did the debate over reciprocity and who would negotiate that.
So you've got this op-ed, you've got this paper out. Is this being taken seriously? Are people saying, yeah, we need to take a serious look and make these changes?
Well, I guess the broader question is the taking a look at the 26 campus system. And we also have 17 technical college. We have a huge higher education infrastructure. We're probably 7th or 8th, maybe 9th per capita in the nation in what we invest in higher education for a state that's about between 32nd and 38th in economy. Have we overbuilt? And is there a broader question here that we should be looking at in terms of efficiently investing in our higher education system? Now, I teach a college at the class at the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, so I'm certainly not advocating for retrenchment. I should tell your listeners that. But it bears looking at. And a lot of the students who come to Wisconsin go back, or they go to other states. I think we lost something like a negative 60,000 students left Wisconsin after getting a degree here and went to other states. And so that's a real question. There's no quick answer, but it's something that really bears close scrutiny. And it is something people are looking at, and that's good.
All right, Michael, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob. I appreciate it.
That was Michael Flaherty. He's senior lecturer at UW-Madison, and he says Wisconsin should review its college reciprocity agreements.